As we've noted on this program, 150 years ago today, the first shots were fired in what became the Civil War between the states of the Union and the Confederacy. A war that was eventually not known for its sanitized bullets from the battlements style of combat, as was the case at the Battle of Fort Sumter. It was ground-level, hand-to-hand brutality with modern weapons and primitive medical techniques, soldier facing soldier.
My great-grandfather, as a Union soldier here, faced black Confederate soldiers under the direction of General Nathan Bedford Forrest. He was also wounded here, and I don't know whether he was wounded by a black Confederate soldier or a white Confederate soldier.
That's an excerpt from a documentary, Descend Black Confederates, The Forgotten Men in Gray. Peter Williams speaking there, a descendant of an African-American soldier in the Civil War. African-Americans served on both sides for different reasons and producing different tensions for each army. And joining us this morning is Stan Armstrong, director of that documentary, Black Confederates, The Forgotten Men in Gray. Stan's great-great-grandfather was a black Confederate soldier. Stan, good morning.
Morning, sir. How are you?
Great. So, Stan, call me John. And, Stan, what were the tensions and motives for African-Americans fighting on both the Confederate and the Union side?
Well, John, I think the motive, like anything else, they were soldiers, and they were part of a community, which was the South, and they felt that they had an obligation to fight for the South.
Was there something of loyalty to the land itself? Was it loyalty to the idea of the institution of slavery? What would cause an African American who had so much to gain from emancipation to walk into some of those brutal, awful battles where so many people died?
Well, John, that's a very good question. And you can study the Civil War for a lifetime and really never fully understand it. But the bond of slave and, let's say, slaveholder was really something else. And as I said before, you can study this conflict for years and fully never understand it. But the loyalty to a slaveholder was something that I don't think that people can really understand today.
And that's really part of the discussion today. We're celebrating, commemorating, looking back at the Civil War 150 years after the first shots fired at Fort Sumter. Stan Armstrong is the director of the documentary Black Confederates, The Forgotten Men in Gray. I heard estimated one time, Stan, that if the death toll from the Civil War was extrapolated to our current population, it would be 15 million people dying. That's the toll that it took. It's almost shocking to imagine that the scars would ever heal from the Civil War. Joining us now is Nelson Winbush. His grandfather was born a slave and was also a Confederate soldier. Nelson, good morning.
Good morning.
Nelson, how did you hear the story of your great-grandfather?
It was not my great-grandfather. It was my grandfather.
Grandfather. How'd you hear that story?
My mother's father.
How'd you hear that story?
I was born and raised in his house, and we had pictures, letters, and other memorabilia of his in the house. The war was not about slavery, as a lot of people tend to believe. The war was about states' rights and tariffs. Tariffs are what you call taxes nowadays. He went to war at age 14, along with his master's two sons, E.R. and Sidney Olam. They rode with Forrest. He was at Shiloh, Lookout Mountain, Brass's Crossroads, and Vicksburg. They were surrendered in Vicksburg. I was five when he passed in 1934, and I still can recall things that he told us that occurred prior to, during, and after the war.
Wow.
Stan Armstrong, I mean, there's still, you heard Nelson mentioning that the war wasn't about slavery, but was about state rights. That's a hot topic of debate even today. You can start an argument by going in many places and saying that, which kind of argues to the fact of how much the Civil War is still with us, how still today we have not settled this war, and in some ways it hasn't ended. Do you think that's true?
Right. Well, I think that we are still, in a sense, are fighting the Civil War. It's, 150 years ago, nothing has really, in a sense, ended since then. We can look at Brown versus Board of Education and and a lot of the other cases of, you know, the post-Civil War times. And I believe that, God, we're living in, once again, we're living in the information age, and things are coming at us so fast. And no, the Civil War is still being fought in a way, yes.
Well,
you're absolutely right.
And being remembered on this day, it's hard to imagine information any more precious than the story Nelson Winbush just told us. Nelson, can you imagine doing what your grandfather did 150 years ago?
I wouldn't have any problem doing it.
Really? Wow. I mean, that is just amazing. How do you explain that to your grandchildren, to your own?
I just tell them the facts. See, within a war, whoever wins the war writes the history. So this war is no different than any other war. What historians fail to admit is you had black slave owners.
Right.
All of whom were not black. You had some white slaves that came over as indentured servants from Europe. They were to work 7 years for their freedom.
Nelson, why do you think your granddaddy survived? Did he ever tell you?
What was your question again?
Why did he survive all those battles he fought in?
He, along with his master's two sons, E.R. and Sidney Odom, went together. They served together. They were, in a sense, they were very fortunate.
Yeah.
He was at Shiloh, Lookout Mountain, Bryce's Crossroads, and Vicksburg. All heated battles.
Well, lucky that it brought us to you, Nelson Winbush, descendant of a slave, also a Confederate soldier, his granddaddy was. Stan Armstrong, director of the documentary Black Confederates, The Forgotten Men in Gray. Thanks to both of you.
You're quite welcome. Thanks.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.